This is the story of Mr. Selwyn Hobson, of where he was on September 19th, 1983. Mr. Selwyn Hobson is 94 years old. He migrated to the United Kingdom in 1955, where he spent 38 and a half years. He returned to Nevis in 1993 and has resided at Zetlands since his return. During his time in the UK, Mr. Hobson always kept abreast of what was happening on his homeland of St. Kitts and Nevis. Mr. Hobson recalled that even though he kept abreast of what was happening at home, there was no particular excitement for him surrounding St. Kitts and Nevis going into independence. This was because he was not living at home at that time. He, however, thought and prayed for St. Kitts and Nevis and hoped that the country will do well in the future. He kept in touch with his siblings, who at that time were in Canada, the USA, and at home on Nevis. So they always shared information which they learned from back home. He, however, remembered that after completing his shift at 10 p.m. on September 19, 1983, he made a telephone call to the late Cecil Byron. At that time, he didn't even remember the significance of the day. Mr. Byron told him of the grand time the people of St. Kitts and Nevis were having in celebration of the attainment of independence. He shared in the excitement with Mr. Byron and felt the pride to be a citizen of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am sure that many of you would have heard about the creation of the Federation of the West Indies. Well, Mr. Hobson was a young man then, and he recalled names such as the late James Jimsey Lybert and the late Robert Llewellyn Bratcher, who represented St. Kitts and Nevis on the West Indies Federation. He recalled that Mr. Bratcher was in finance and Mr. Lybert was a senator. He mentioned this story because he believed that by St. Kitts and Nevis represented at the West Indies Federation, this was an indication of the stability of the country. And although independence never came until 1983, being part of the Federation of the West Indies was a positive move towards independence, as it showed our desire to shake off the shackles of colonialism at that time. Mr. Hobson is confident that the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis is moving forward positively since independence, and he wishes the nation all the best for the posterity.